It's Friday when we hear from StoryCorps, and today we have wisdom from two survivors of Columbine. Mandy Cook was a sophomore at Columbine High School in 1999. English teacher Paula Reed was also there on the day of the massacre, and they came to StoryCorps to talk about the years since, as well as Mandy's choice to become a teacher.
My first year in college, Columbine was the very first page of my psychology textbook. That's when I had that feeling of like, whoa, people in my class are going to read about this. And I lived it. You know, I never wanted to come back to Columbine to teach. I know there's people out there who never stepped foot back into that building. And it was hard, yeah. But I didn't know that it would affect me that much. I remember that we had a threat of some kind where they put us on lockdown. And I could see police coming down the street. Nobody could get in or out of the neighborhood. And I was doing okay. But throughout the day, it just kept getting longer and longer. And then all these kids were like, Miss Cook, what's going on? And I said, you know, I don't know. But this person, whoever did this to us. And as you know, I don't curse at school, but I was pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into the social studies office and I called my sister and I said, I'm not okay. That's that moment I went right back to my 16-year-old self. I was so broken that day. I could never envision, what am I going to be doing 20 years later?
Right.
I couldn't see that far. And now looking back, I weirdly feel proud that I walk into Columbine every day. I'm doing the job that I've always wanted to do, and I get to teach some of the best kids in the world.
Mandy Cook and Paula Reed for StoryCorps. Their interview is archived at the Library of Congress.